Today is Wednesday, October 27th. We have new updates about COVID-19 vaccines for young kids. They're one step closer to being on the market. Also, some of the very first people to be eligible for vaccines are now under intense pressure to get them. First responders are taking new mandates to court. Plus, new details about the movie set shooting. What TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube executives had to say on Capitol Hill about how their platforms impact young users. And what was once the biggest circus in the world is preparing a comeback, but without some of its headliners. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Young children may be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as next week, opening up the vaccine to another 28 million children in the U.S. A key FDA advisory panel gave the thumbs up, recommending the use of a kid-sized version of the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. The panel of experts says the vaccine's benefits far outweigh any potential risks. There had been some questions about a very rare heart-related side effect in teens and young adults from the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines who get the adult-sized dose of the vaccine. A large study in Israel found an increased risk of a type of heart inflammation, especially in young boys. But the researchers say it was found in a very small number of people, and the cases were usually mild and most recovered without needing treatment. A pediatric infectious disease physician also told NBC News the risk of the same heart inflammation is higher from an actual coronavirus infection than from the vaccines. Of course, children are far less likely than older people to get a severe case of COVID-19. But the FDA panel still felt it's important to give parents the choice to get their younger children vaccinated as well, especially those at high risk from illness or from their environments. The extra contagious Delta variant has caused a spike in infections among kids. The FDA does not have to follow the panel's advice to authorize a lower dose vaccine for kids 5 to 11, but it typically does. So there will likely be a final decision in the coming days. Workplace COVID-19 vaccine mandates are getting some pushback all around the country, especially from first responders. This week, New York City's biggest police union sued over the city's vaccine mandate. There, all city workers have to have at least one shot by this Friday. And if they don't, there's no testing option. They'll be forced to go on unpaid leave. The police union says that's not fair, saying the policy should have clear exceptions for medical or religious reasons. Thousands of emergency workers also protested the mandate in New York City this week. But New York is not the only city dealing with this kind of backlash. For example, about 130 city workers in Chicago are also suing to put vaccine requirements on hold. A federal judge says he will rule on that case by the end of this week. So far, most other similar court challenges have failed. In at least 17 lawsuits from Oregon to Maine to Massachusetts and elsewhere, judges appointed by both Democrats and Republicans have refused to block vaccine mandates. It is worth noting that in New York, Chicago, and many other places, most, much more than half, of workers are already vaxxed. Still, the pushback has led to some shortages, as hundreds of first responders around the country are now off the job. But they might not be out of work for long, at least not if they want to relocate. Florida's governor says he wants to offer out-of-state officers $5,000 bonuses to join police departments in his state, whether they're vaccinated or not. And some Florida officials are now actively recruiting. Authorities say they still have a lot of investigating to do to get to the bottom of a deadly shooting on a movie set. And at this point, they're not ruling out possible criminal charges. So far, what they know is last week, the star of the movie, Alec Baldwin, was practicing with a gun that he was told was safe to use, that there was not any live ammunition inside. But when the actor pulled the trigger, cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed. Since then, investigators have been talking to a bunch of witnesses who were on set that day. They've also been collecting a lot of evidence from the scene. And as the district attorney told the New York Times, quote, "There were an enormous amount of bullets on this set, and we need to find out what kinds they were." She also told The Times that she has seen the news reports about crew members who were using guns for target practice just hours before the deadly shooting. Witnesses have said some crew members would use the guns on set to shoot at beer cans for fun during their off time. But at this point, the DA says those reports are still unconfirmed and that it's going to take weeks, if not months, of investigating before they decide exactly who could have been responsible and whether anyone needs to be charged with a crime. Some of the most popular social media outlets for teens and young adults were put under a spotlight this week. Lawmakers grilled executives from TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube, mostly about how their platforms impact young users and what the companies are doing to try to keep kids safe online. Right away, the executives tried to distance themselves from Facebook. Remember, Facebook has been under fire for weeks for the way its sites impact users' mental health and more. But Snap's representative told lawmakers Snapchat was actually built as an antidote to traditional social media, since it has features like disappearing messages. TikTok's vice president made a similar point, saying no one is going to TikTok to check on their friends or followers, but to create and be entertained by short-form videos. But lawmakers made it clear that being different from Facebook is not a good enough defense. So Snap, TikTok, and YouTube also pointed out that content about things like sex and self-harm are against the rules, so a lot of that content is taken down. YouTube mentioned that it recently restricted targeted ads on content made for children. And TikTok promised it did not share information with the Chinese government. That's been a sticking point for a while now, since TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is based in China. Still, the senators were skeptical, and they said they were still easily able to see harmful and inappropriate content on the platforms. So now lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are pushing for new regulations. To be continued. More news just ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. When was the last time you thought about your mental health? I think it's so important to talk about because our mental health is just as important as our physical health. When anything, even temporarily, might be interfering with your happiness, why not address it? There may be even things you don't realize are getting in your way. So big or small, BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to help you figure out what's going on. And I love that you can message your therapist anytime. And of course, you can set up phone or video calls to really get the full benefit of BetterHelp. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and much more. And if you're ever not happy with your counselor, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. And you always connect in a private online environment. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. It took 10 months of investigating from authorities across three continents, but now dozens of drug traffickers are said to be off the market and in legal trouble. 150 people were arrested during a dark web drug crackdown. Prosecutors say they're responsible for tens of thousands of illegal sales in the U.S., the U.K., Australia, France, Germany, Italy, and more. Law enforcement officials also seized 500 pounds of illegal drugs, including about 4 million deadly doses of the opioid fentanyl, along with cocaine, meth, ecstasy, and more. So if you're not familiar, the dark net or dark web is part of the internet that is not picked up by search engines. People get to it through special browsers. And that usually makes it tough for law enforcement to track. But now officials say they have a message to criminals who think they're hiding, that the law enforcement community now has the means and global partnerships to unmask them and hold them accountable. One of the oldest teams in the National Hockey League is now dealing with the fallout of a serious investigation. The new investigation found the Chicago Blackhawks chose not to respond to allegations that an assistant coach sexually assaulted at least one player back in 2010. Even though an official brought the accusation to executives at the time, they were apparently worried about distracting the team during the playoffs. Chicago ended up winning the Stanley Cup a month later. Even then, though, the investigation found executives still did not report the accusation to the NHL or law enforcement. And the coach, Brad Aldrich, was not punished. Instead, he was allowed to resign. He received a playoff bonus and several more months of salary. Then Aldrich went on to hold plenty of other jobs in hockey. But trouble found him again. A few years later, he pleaded guilty to having sexual contact with a minor while he was working as a high school coach. A lot of these details came out this week in an independent investigation the team commissioned earlier this year. Aldrich told investigators the sexual relationship he had with the Blackhawks player was consensual. But a lot of other people in the Blackhawks organization told a different story. In response to the new report, the NHL fined the Blackhawks $2 million. The team's general manager, Stan Bowman, resigned, along with another executive. Bowman also stepped down as GM of the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team. What's known as the greatest show on earth could be making a comeback, but with one major change. No more animals. For nearly 150 years, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus made animals the star of their show. But they shut down in 2017. Ticket sales had dropped, likely from backlash from animal rights groups. So now, 4 years later, the company says it's planning a relaunch for 2023 with people performers only. An official announcement is expected next year. How about this for a work perk? 2 first-class tickets to anywhere in the world. That's what Spanx founder Sarah Blakely surprised all of her employees with. And she said in case they may want to grab a nice meal or stay in a nice hotel, she tacked on $10,000 for each employee to spend on their trip as well. Blakely was celebrating her recent billion-dollar deal. Remember, she sold the majority stake in the shapewear company to the investment management firm Blackstone for $1.2 billion. She posted a video of the surprise announcement on her Instagram, showing employees reacting with cheers and happy tears. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Indeed. You all know it's important to stay on top of the latest news for many reasons, including staying on top of your game and making the best decisions. And for your business to stay ahead of the competition, you need the right talent. So if you're hiring, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring partner that gets you what you really want, a short list of quality candidates as fast as possible, because you can do it all, attract, interview, and hire, all at Indeed. And I know what it's like to have so much going on in business and just in life that there's no time to waste. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. And with things like Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description, and you can even invite them to apply right away. So get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Well, tons of big American retailers are hiring for the holidays. But workers are scarce in many industries, so now some companies are trying to entice workers with signing bonuses. For example, Kohl's is offering new hires up to $400. Macy's is giving up to $500 in referral bonuses to staff who help the company land a new hire. And Amazon is taking it to a whole other level. It's offering up to $3,000 to new workers in some places, plus qualifying employees get health benefits from the first day on the job. The online retailer is pretty desperate, though, since it's hoping to hire 150,000 seasonal workers in the U.S. And Amazon is facing a lot of competition. Walmart also wants to hire upwards of 150,000 workers to help with demand. Target, Kroger, Dollar Tree, Michaels, and Nordstrom are also hoping to hire tens of thousands of workers each. And then there's the shipping giants. Together, FedEx, UPS, and the Postal Service have hundreds of thousands of job openings that they want to fill as soon as possible. It's crucial, too. As you might imagine, this is the busiest shopping season of the year, making up the bulk of the retail industry's yearly sales. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.